This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. New high-technology scanners that can read a body's temperature without touching went into five Dallas schools Monday near the apartment where Ebola patient Thomas Duncan stayed. The idea is to catch sick kids early in the extremely rare chance they have the virus. A local company called Wello decided now was a good time to donate the scanners to Dallas ISD, where five students had come in contact with Ebola patient Thomas Duncan.
We live here. We're concerned about the kids and the environment, and we want to make sure that our technology is beneficial to everyone who can use it.
Alan Batch works for Wello, whose little scanner focuses on the canthus gland on the inside corner of the eye. That's where the body's temperature can be accurately read.
So anyone who has a temperature reading over 99.5, an alert will be sent. The nurses with them while the screening is taking place.
If the scanner identifies a student with fever, that must be verified by a thermometer. DISD's Director of Health Services, Suzanne Kabelka, likes the device, which looks like a little rotating camera sitting atop a computer screen. Kids look into the screen and wait 3 seconds while sensors take readings.
And I love the way that it's totally hands-free. We don't have to worry about cleaning an instrument every single time we take it. It's almost like they enjoy to do it, so it's a good little thing for them.
Kabelka also likes that nurses don't have to touch a possibly contagious kid. DISD's nurse supervisor, Lee Peltier, says she initially worried about the scanner's accuracy, but Monday morning, it identified a student with 101 fever that a thermometer confirmed.
I saw another student come into the high school, and the mother was with her, and the kids really do like it. It's almost like a toy for them, so they really don't mind having their temperature taken at all with this, and the mother thought that it was also pretty cool.
Murray Cohen was with the CDC for 2 decades before becoming a consultant for Wello. He sees this scanner as a modern, reliable version of checking an ailing child's temperature by gently placing a palm on the forehead.
That's a very effective, tried-and-true qualitative measuring tool. Ours is a very specific, accurate, quantitative screening tool.
Cohen says this device, which sells for about $2,500, was designed for employers to catch workers early who might have something contagious.
We keep other workers healthy by keeping sick people out of the workplace.
Or in this case, keep other students healthy by keeping the sick ones out of class. The Dallas schools plan to keep the donated machines in place for at least several weeks. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.